720 WGN. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. I've been waiting to talk to Bettina all afternoon because I was thinking, did she buy these? She brought them. What is the deal? This is the cicada lady that we've been talking about. You love them? You wanted them?
I did want them. I did love them. I do love them. I've been fascinated with them since 1990 when I was 24 years old. I didn't buy them. I brought them.
You brought them. Where do you go to get 6,000 cicadas?
Oh, I actually had 6,504 as of yesterday. I started in Park Ridge. I went to Wheaton about 4 or 5 times, Westchester, Riverside, Glen Ellen, Lombard. I even went to Petersburg, Illinois, and then went to Springfield so I could bring back some of the 13-year brood.
Holy smokes. So, this is Bettina Saylor. She lives in North Aurora, and you felt cheated. You just didn't have a yard filled with cicadas, so you went to other people's yards, and you literally counted them, Bettina?
I did. I have 2 butterfly pavilion enclosures that I got online 17 years ago. I got them, and I would, most of the places I went, they were either public areas or they were people I know. There was only one house I didn't know the person, but they had this awesome wall, and all the cicadas were stuck under the ledge of the wall. So I rang their doorbell and said, "Can I take your cicadas?" They're like, "Take them. We don't want them." I literally would take like 10 in my hand and count them as I was going, and then open the zipper on the enclosure and put them in, close the zipper, and count 10 more. And yeah, I counted 6,504 cicadas.
Oh my God, I love that. So my husband would go out and get a Ziploc bag, and he would, you didn't have to go far outside of our house, and he would then take them and throw them in the pond and watch the fish eat them. And I got to tell you, the amount of noise they make in that little Ziploc bag, pretty powerful. So what was it like to be in your car?
You know what? When I was driving, if it was really hot outside, we'd have the air conditioner on, and they're very quiet. So if I open up the windows, they could hear cicadas outside on the expressway or whatever, and then they start picking up and going down, and the choruses. And it's beautiful. I don't think it's overwhelming. I think it's very soothing. It's kind of like white noise for me. I think it's beautiful.
I was saying earlier today, I was like, maybe we should have talked to our neighbors, because what do they have to say about it? And lo and behold, one of your neighbors, relatives, or friends sent in a text and said, "Oh, I know her neighbors. They're all good with it."
That is exactly right. I've neighbor 2 doors down gave me the ladder to put the netting up on my tree. The new neighbors next door, I told them when they moved in what I was doing. They go, "That sounds cool." And I go, "Let's see what you say in 15 and 17 years." They go, "I think it's going to be kind of cool." Neighbor behind me, all my other neighbors have been here. I've been here 27 years. So they know I did this 17 years ago. So they're not surprised I'm doing it this time. I'm just doing it on a really grand scale compared to last time.
Well, if you did it 17 years ago, did they not emerge, or there just wasn't the number that you wanted?
Well, both. 17 years ago, my kids were 13 and 10, so Saren and Eddie and my husband Ed, we all went on adventures, brought them back, and we released them live, like in the backyard, in our 100-year-old maple tree. And we were appalled to see the birds were picking them off as soon as they were flying up. So we kept going back and forth, getting more, and hoping. And then, like, the last time we went, and we were 800, 900 of them, and we could still hear them in the trees, like, a week later. So we were just hoping some of them mated and laid eggs.
So this year, I had
one emerge in my yard this year. But there's a cicada tracker for North Aurora, and there's been several people that have reported having some cicadas in their yards or in the areas within a half a mile of my house.
Yeah, the Fox River Valley did not get a whole lot. I know people in St. Charles and Geneva who got none, zero. So you actually put these 6,500 and how many?
6,504.
Oh, okay. And you put them on your trees, and then you netted those trees so that they would stay in that area?
I bought 100 times 40 feet of netting. And in May, myself and like 6 friends, we put netting over my crab apple trees in front of my house and staked the netting down and put a little fence around it so the dogs won't run into the netting because they can't see it. And we literally lift up the netting and put cicadas in it and put the stakes back down. It's a learning curve. At the very beginning, I didn't put enough stakes down, so sparrows were getting in it. So we were chasing sparrows out. I caught a sparrow with my live hands. I've never held a live wild bird before. It was really kind of cool. So I eventually beat the cicadas, or I beat the sparrows, because they're not getting it anymore.
I see why your neighbors love you. You sound like so much fun. And you put a sign up, didn't you?
I have three signs up. One of them says, "Y'all mind if I yell?" And the other is just a beautiful cicada. And the third one that you probably saw somewhere, it said, "Sing, dance, molt." My cousin Sharon made that one for me. She's pretty crafty. So there's three.
You love cicadas so much, you didn't just go out and collect them and bring them back to your yard, but you actually have a cicada tattoo?
I now have four cicada tattoos. I've had a cicada tattoo for about 3 years. My wonderful artist, Ryan Nutini, at Thin Line Tattoo in North Aurora, I'm sorry, in Batavia, he put a, I got a periodical cicada about 3 years ago. He thought it was crazy. But then when the one emerged in my backyard, I swear to God, I felt like I helped deliver a baby, because that was from 17 years ago, the success of that one cicada. And I was so excited, but the ants were eating it off the shell in the tree. So I blew the ants off. I blew the shell off. So I carried the shell in the house, and I hold it for 45 minutes, and that little nymph was coming out of the shell. I put it in the butterfly enclosure, and I watched it pop out. So I took pictures of it at each stage. Where the ants ate it, they ruined his wings. So when he morphed into the white cicada that everybody calls albino cicadas, he had a messed up, she, it's a she, she had a messed up wing. The next day, she was a beautiful black cicada with a damaged wing. So I have four cicadas tattoos now, one from 3 years ago, and then one with the cicada coming out the shell. The other is the white bug poofing up its wings, and then the third one is the white cicada.
But Tina Saylor, I've never met anyone like you, and I've fallen in love with you during this 5 minutes on WGN. You crack me up. I hope people will search out the pictures. It's been published, and I just wanted to know more about it. So thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you. You should follow up again in like 3-4 weeks, because when the cicada emergence everywhere ends, I still have 4 weeks to go, because I'm going to take my netting up and move it to the tree line. I could cut my grass for the first time in a month and a half, and then I'm netting the trees back down around the tree line, because I have a bunch of baby.
Oh, I promise you. Bettina, we're calling you back. I promise you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Lauren's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.